Pope Francis has received a warm welcome here in the United States, but for some, his visit is a painful reminder of the sexual abuse they suffered from Catholic priests. Mary Dispenza was 7 years old when she was raped by a priest at her Catholic school in Los Angeles. Since then, she's become an advocate for the victims of sexual abuse here in Washington State and elsewhere. She said watching Pope Francis's visit so far has given her a deeply unsettling feeling.
It's somewhat like a father coming home to his family, and the father has harmed his children and in some cases abused them, and he's coming home for a visit, and I can image myself as one of those children, and yet my father's really received quite well in the community and all those other things. And so he himself represents a long, long history of unaddressed sexual violence and abuse in the Catholic Church and cover-ups by the bishops. And so it's hard for us to victims, survivors of priest abuse, to be excited and thrilled because this father coming home in some ways has not been our father, so to speak. He represents harm and in my case, personal harm.
Mary, in what way does Pope Francis represent personal harm? And I'm asking because he has addressed the clergy abuse scandal. He's spoken about it. But what has he not done that means that there's a representation of harm there?
I don't really think he's done a whole lot. He has set up a committee, but to date they haven't taken any real action, concrete action to make children safer. He talks about setting up a tribunal, but he has yet to do that. And actually, I'm not so sure it's a wise thing because it would be bishops policing bishops, very much like the military tries to do, and it's never successful. And then the other day when he spoke to the bishops, you know, he praised them for their courage and in dealing with this issue of priest abuse, and they have not been courageous. Not one bishop has spoken out, named a predator priest, or defrocked a predator priest. And even in his lines to the bishops, he couldn't even use the word pre-sex abuse. I mean, at best, that would have been a great thing to at least make us visible. He rarely can say the words, and I think that diminishes victims and survivors of priest abuse because it keeps us invisible. That's that thing about silence, secrecy, and shame. And it's not new. It's been going on for ages and ages and ages. It was like back in the early 80s when Andrew Greeley is quoted as having said there are 2,500 priests in the United States having abused 100,000 children. And that's in the early 80s. And they formed a committee.
The response, again, was to form a committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mary, when we first started talking, you pointed out that that Pope Francis is really, or he seems to be very well regarded by people all over the world. Certainly, Catholics here in the United States seem to be thrilled for the most part that he's visiting. So how do you know that members of the Catholic Church want Pope Francis to act and speak forcefully about this issue of priest sex abuse?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm pleased with a lot that Pope Francis has said and the tone and the, in some cases, rhetoric he's using, because we need that. We need hope. And I'm pleased about the ability he has to give that and the compassionate side of him. But however, the compassion is lacking in this regard. And so you asked me about how do I know how the Catholics feel? Well, in 2014, in a Pew Research study that was done, I think it said 75% of Catholics wanted the number one item for Pope Francis to address was the issue and terrible era of priest abuse in the Catholic Church. And when Francis set out his three goals, it wasn't even one of them. So why would not it at least be among the top three goals for him to deal with and center on?
Well, you just talked about a couple of concrete steps that you want Pope Francis to take. Specifically, what do you want to see him do?
I would have liked him at this time in the United States to have used it as an opportunity to stand up before crowds of people and at least acknowledge that priest abuse in the Catholic Church has been a long-standing issue and problem, and that he, as the leader of the Catholic Church, is serious about addressing it. And I would have liked him to tell us one, two, or three steps that he is working on, but not to address that at all while he's here. I feel that's unconscionable. I really, really do. He's supposed to meet with victims now. It's really a secret again, which I understand for the privacy of the survivors. However, there's so much they could say about it and what they're planning to address and different things of that sort. But the keeping it in darkness always is not helping.
That's Mary Dispenza, District Director for the Northwest Chapter of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priest. She's the author of the book Split, A Child, a Priest, and the Catholic Church.